Alright guys, welcome back to the Anime Podcast, and today we want to talk about what's next for Yuna. Now, again, the last manga chapter, you know, big reveal, which wasn't really too big for me because I predicted it from like a couple chapters back, that Yuna is a royal from Spade Kingdom, not just any royal, he's a part of the ruling family, right, that were shoved out by the triad, the devil triad and all of that. So my question to you guys and to me as well is, what's next for Yuna? Is Yuna still going to want to become the Wizard King? Or is he now going to have to take up the responsibilities that comes with being a royal from another country? He's now going to have to fight front and center to reclaim his kingdom, push out the triad, and is he going to become the ruler of the Spade Kingdom? That's the question. So is Yuna is going to stay? Is he going to stay in Clover Kingdom? Is he going to just help with the fight to free Spade Kingdom and defeat the triad and then go back to Clover Kingdom? Or will he go finish after fighting and winning against the triad? Will he become the new king / prince, whatever, of the Spade Kingdom ruler? Right, so that's the question that I am posing to you guys, and I would love to hear you guys' feedbacks and all of that. Right, so if you want to get in touch with me, you can find me on Facebook at The Anime Podcast. So it's Facebook / Anime Podcast, The Anime Podcast. Or to make things easier, you can send me a voice message to this Anchor app. You can download the Anchor app, and once you're finished downloading it, you sign up, search for The Anime Podcast, add me as a friend, follow me, and send me a voice message. And I can even collaborate with you guys on a few episodes if you would like. Anyway, so let's get into the discussion. So personally, what do I think will happen? Now, Yuna is in every way a Clover citizen. Or at least that's what I would like to think. He born and grew in Clover Kingdom. Everyone that he personally knows is from the Clover Kingdom, right? And he has been in the Clover Kingdom since he's a child. So his family, the family that he knew in the orphanage that he grew up, is from the Clover Kingdom. His best friend and rival is from the Clover Kingdom. Well, technically, Asta is also from Spade Kingdom, which is probably linked to the triad as well in some way, shape or form. Is he a kid for a child of the triad? Oh, and that's also very interesting. Is this going to create a rift between Asta and Yuna? The fact that Asta is probably related to the triad who most likely wiped out Yuna's family. Now, that's a whole discussion for another time. But again, you guys can contact me and let me know what you guys think about it. Alright, so, discussion time. Let's get into it. Yuna. Will Yuna stay in Clover Kingdom after be fighting and winning against the triad? Or will he go to the Spade Kingdom? I personally believe that the writer, the artist, is probably going to let him move to Spade Kingdom. And, you know, it makes sense. Spade Kingdom is going to need a strong ruler, especially after defeat of the triad, you know. They're going to need someone to take up the vacuum of power that will be left after defeating that evil triad. You know, someone who can not just lead. So we are going to need a strong leader who can revolutionize the country, because they have been oppressed for years now. Yuna is around 16 or so years old, so the Spade Kingdom has been under the rulership of the triad for around 16 or more years, right? And they have been exposed to the oppression and ideas and all of these things of the triad. So they're going to need a strong leader who's going to be able to come in, not just defeat the triad, but also strong enough to implement and change all the way of life, the system that's in place that a lot of people may have become accustomed to over the couple of 16 or more years that the triad has been in power. Right? So I personally think the leader, the writer, is going to allow Yuna to go back to Spade Kingdom and take up the task of ruling. I think he might also get some assistance from Asta, but that would also mean that Asta would be able to take the Wizard King position without much problem from Yuna, right? And both of them, and that's also a way for the writer to resolve the issue of both of them becoming leaders, powerful leaders, like in their respective countries. Right, and if Asta is linked to the triad like I think he is, then the Clover Kingdom might not have actually been his country per se. Probably his bird country, but not personally country like where his parents is from. So him resided in Clover Kingdom wouldn't be a big deal. You know, again, he is born and grew. He is not born, but he was been in the Clover Kingdom since a baby, you know, raised by the sister, the priest and all that at the church. So, and he loves them like his family, you know. As you know, Asta sends back money and letters to them almost every time. I'm not sure if it's weekly, monthly or what, but every time he get a chance, he does. So, I personally think Yun is going to go back to the Spade Kingdom and reclaim the throne and rulership and take control of the country and in order to lead it to another place. And I'm so happy that I was right about Yuno being a prince from Spade Kingdom, you know, and from the ruling class. I mean, it was kind of obvious at some point, but because Yuno was obviously a royal, the fact that he had this huge mana pool and all of that, right? And it also showed there's such a thing, a flaw in how humans view the world, you know. You know, most of us, we allow our prejudice to force us to view the world as black and white, unfortunately, right? Because, look at it, Yuno is in all fact a royal, but because his family background was not known, because he came from a poor village in the Clover Kingdom, he was looked down on at first. Not people not realizing that this guy is actually so powerful. He's from the ruling class of royals in the Spade Kingdom, which is also one of the most powerful countries, right? But because of their way of looking at life in black and white, the only thing we know about him is that he came from such and such a place, and so he's, you know, they look down on him and all of that. Alright, so that's also a flawed in human thinking. But I'm quite happy. I'm happy with the direction that Black Clover is going. I actually quite enjoy Black Clover. You know, I know sometimes some anime and manga, they take themselves too serious and then spoil it, trying to be all too serious and philosophical. I appreciate what Black Clover does, right? It doesn't take itself too serious, but it also managed to do exactly what it's, you know, have some serious moments, some serious dialogue sometimes, but not so serious where it becomes too heavy where you can't enjoy it. And I really appreciate that about it. I like the pace and the speed that the artist and the writer does go by and all of that. But again, if you guys want to share your opinions and voice your opinions, you can do so. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/animepodcast or animepod. And you can find me on the Anchor app. You just download the Anchor app in the Play Store or Apple Store, and sign up. Can't find me at Anime Podcast. All right, that's it for now. I'll see you guys in the next episode, which I normally release like daily, sometimes multiple videos daily, sometimes I go on hiatus. There's no set time, but I'm gonna start releasing like 3 episodes per day, something like that. Alright, so that's it. Until next time, make sure you follow me and subscribe to me wherever you listen to podcasts. And I'll see you guys in the next one.